Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Native Blood. My name is Karen Miles, and I'm your host today. I have Willie Flightfeather online with me. He is Navajo and a very spiritual man, so I hope you all enjoy him. Hi, Willie. How are you doing?
Bonjour. Yeah, I'm a mixed blood, but Cherokee and Argentine.
Wow.
And I'm getting older now because the doctor gave me 6 months to live, you know, but I couldn't pay the bill, so he gave me another 6 months.
Oh, no. You're always a very, very good person to talk to. I enjoy talking to you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell everybody about your studies and your culture and beliefs. I think that is going to be a real big interest for everybody today.
Well,
and what you see coming.
Yeah, the things that are happening with this early world is bringing people together, and that's why it's happening. And so when I talk, I always say don't believe it because it's got the word lie in it. I don't want to lie to people. So I just say relax and don't believe it. And so all the bad things you ever heard about me are true. So I just, I'm just a mixed blood, and I'm a freelance, and try to make a world for the kids. That's the important thing. The late Wilma Mankiller said, we must make a better world for the next 7 generations of children. So we all need to get off of our butt and do it. Now, a lot of the news media is putting out fear. But have no fear. Fear is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, or free every anxious reaction. Because that bunch that's doing that ain't nothing but a bunch of coyotes going and pissing in the bushes to scare the rabbits. Because now what's happening is the female energy is coming through. And so I'll tell you stories on that if you like.
Please do.
Well, the reason people don't know their roots is the Cherokee people were taken on the Trail of Tears in 1838. 17,000 were taken. They were put into, they were taken from their homes. Their homes were taken away. Look what's happening in America today, the same thing. Then the Cherokees were put into concentration camps, given blankets infected with smallpox. And under Andrew Jackson's orders, 17,000 Cherokee, the cavalry waited until the middle of winter. I moved them on the Trail of Tears. Many of them were barefoot. My great-grandmother was on the trail. I was in the movie Tin Cup with Kevin Costner. He told me his great-grandmother was on the trail. I told him, Kevin, you did a good job with Dances with Wolves. And it showed that the Indian people had spirit and personality. Other than that, before that, it was how and woo, you know. And that was all that Hollywood ever gave the people. And the Lone Ranger and Tonto. And Tonto in Spanish means stupid. And so that's why people don't know their roots, because after the Trail of Tears ended, the city councils in Oklahoma and Arkansas would have the sheriff go out and arrest Cherokees or Chickasaw or Choctaw or Cree. They all had their own Trails of Tears. And then you'd have them do the work. And then after the building was built or the road was completed, the sheriff would turn them loose. And so the families would say, if you don't look Indian, don't say nothing. So here's millions of Americans with Indian blood in them. They got the DNA, divine Native American blood. And if you were born in America, then you're a Native American. And that's why Avatar was a Cherokee movie. Wes Studi played the grandfather, the elder. And the great tree had the DNA inside, the twisted root up inside the great tree. And it started with a young man in a wheelchair. And so today many people are crippled because they don't get the whole picture. They just got whatever came over on the boat from Europe. And so And so that's what people don't know their roots today. You see, everything that came over on the boat came in threes. Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria, first name, middle name, last name. Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Three Blind Mice, Three Little Pigs, IRS, CIA, DIA, FBI, NBC, CBS. ABC, point your finger, your trouble come in threes, Three Mile Island, and everything's in threes. And so when you point your finger, you got three fingers pointing back at you. And so we have to watch that. So that's what happened when Khrushchev pointed his finger at President Nixon. He said, "We will bury you." And the next three Soviet leaders were all buried on the 14th day. And so I have it here in my notes, scattered around all over the place. I'll put it alphabetical, A, B, C, and drop off Brezhnev, Chernenko. 1, 2, 3, all three were buried. And Vice President Bush Sr., under Reagan, Reagan sent him to all three funerals. And so we have to watch how we act. So these three fingers run the country. Let's try it. Stick your thumb up. What does that mean? Hey, all right, way to go. Now put your thumb down. Now the judgment finger. Shame on you. Look at what you did. Look what you said about me. Look at this and look at that. And that's the judgment finger. That's why we got judges and courts and everybody's in prison because of that judgment finger. Now, stick up your middle finger. You know what that means? Well, you got it. You never know which one of the three you're going to get. And so to become a human being, you bend your finger. You touch the person on the shoulder and say, "See how you are? What can I do for you?" And you help each other that way, you see. Become a human being. Graduate from third grade. My Navajo friends, he said, we put our close our fists, we put our thumb on top, and we turn our hand upside down. And we said, "Oh, look at that beautiful sunset. Or look at that beautiful rainbow. Hoysho, hoysho, hoysho. Walk in beauty." They send that to all the people in the tribe, the Diné, the Navajo people. And so we got to graduate from third grade to fourth grade. The Apaches, they don't point their finger. They point with their lips, to the left, to the right, or who's that over there? And they stick out their lower lip. See? And so the correct way to be a human being, you never point and say, "Look at that beautiful tree." You don't judge the tree. You bend your finger and you say, "See that tree? Tree drinks water. I drink water. Tree's got roots. I got my Cherokee roots. Tree branches out, I branch out. Me and the tree, we're the same." Your heart beats in your body and sends out a pulse all through your body. Drop a pebble in a quiet pool of water. You see the rings going out? Now go over and hug a tree and be barefoot. Your prayer goes into the roots of the tree and hold the tree, and you send your prayer out, and it goes out all around the world like RKO radio pictures, all around the world. If you cut a tree down, look at the stump. Do you see the rings? Just like the little rings going out from that pebble in the pool of water. Your heart does the same thing. When you write the word heart in an unbroken circle, it spells earth. And so the Indian drum is the heartbeat of the earth's mother. And we live on the Great Turtle Island. The head of the turtle is South America. The long neck, the pescuezo, is Central America. The shoulders are Mexico. One leg is the leg of winds. That's Florida. Hurricanes. The other is the leg of that shakes, and that's Baja California, California. Up here in the northwest is the leg of fire, Mount St. Helens, Mount Hood, Mount Lassen, Mount Rainier. And over in the northeast is a little short leg of ice, and that's Maine and New Hampshire. The Four Corners is the heart of the Great Turtle Island. And so Colorado, Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, where the Hopi and the Navajo and 14 other tribes all live there in that area. So this is our home, the Great Turtle Island. And this is the voice of the turtle. Listen. That's an old Cherokee turtle shell rattle. If you got a turtle shell rattle, look on the back of the turtle. What do you see? Plates. And now the plates are moving, and she's shaking. Huh? And so we listen. That's the voice of the turtle. That's how she talks to us. The birds and animals will give you early warning because they hear it first. But people ain't aware. We go too fast. We used to say, this store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now they say, 24/7. We need speed bumps in our language. You got to stop and listen. That's our Earth is talking to you. I mean, people ain't paying attention. So they all got flooded out down there in Australia and Brazil. And volcanoes are going off in Krakatoa, in Java, Mount Etna, over in Europe. So pay attention. Earth's talking. And so long ago, there was a fort cheating the Cherokees. And the Cherokee women, they played the man's game until they found they was cheated. And then they took a knife and they cut their hair short and they became the war woman. And the Cherokee women, they chose up, 1,000 women chose up 7 shifts, 7 equal groups. And they surrounded the fort that was cheating the tribe. And the women, they scream, and the Cherokee scream was, real loud, we come from them, womb of man, womb man. So the women scream. And if they all screamed at once, your throat gives out after about an hour. But this way, with 7 equal shifts, the first shift would scream, and then they'd step back after 15, 20 minutes. And then the second shift would scream, and then the third shift. And by the time the 7th shift got done screaming, the 1st shift was ready to scream again. And that way they was able to scream all day and all night until the men said, but Kevin, we can't handle the screaming. They're women. They don't have any guns, but we can't handle the screaming. They threw the guns down. The fort was abandoned. That's your power, right? Now, when a woman screams, you can break the glass with your voice. The glass is made from silica sand. And Grandfather said to me, he said, one day little sister will scream. And that was Mount St. Helens. And she screamed. And what came out of her was silica sand, broken glass. And she's named after the Catholic woman that made the first stained glass for the Catholic Church. The fort that was cheating the Cherokee was at Echota, the peace village. And now a return to peace, Echotatu. And so now you see the women, they got a tattoo. And so the Cherokee would take down the Trail of Tears toward the west. The color for west is black. So you look at the women today, they're wearing black. And the Cherokee women, before they went to battle, would take a knife and cut their hair short. You look at women today, they got their hair cut short. So you're going to see one of these three things on women today. The tattoo, the short hair, or the black dress. So watch for those things because it's coming through the women. And Wilma Mankiller became chairman of the Cherokee 3 years after Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980. And that's the circle. I'll give you a circle. You want a circle score? Did I lose you? Did everybody go to sleep?
Oh, no. I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you how it works. See you tonight. Okay, well, in 1945, we had a president. His name was Harry S. Truman. The scientists, they said, Harry S. Truman, we got a new weapon. It's an atomic bomb. And Harry Truman said, will it end the war quickly and save American lives? The scientists said, we believe it will. Harry Truman said 2 words, drop it. And so before we did, for 1 week, we gave the Japanese warning at the Potsdam Conference. We said, get out of Hiroshima. We're going to blow up your town. After 1 week of warning, the Japanese Imperial Army said, hell no, we're not leaving. And so of the 20 bombers selected, the Enola Gay B-29 bomber, all the excess metal had to be removed for a fast getaway from the blast. And so the ship was completed. All the excess metal removed on May 18th, 1945. And so, on August 6th that year, was the first atomic bomb. And that was in Hopi prophecies, too. It's in the Book of the Hopi by Frank Waters. It brought the Hopi people together. That was one of their instructions from the Creator. And that was Hiroshima. Boom. And 3 days later, a bigger bomb called Fat Man was dropped on Nagasaki. Hiroshima and Nagasaki were 3 days apart. The first bomb was called Little Boy. The second bomb was called Fat Man. And so, in the Great Circle on Mount St. Helens, very close to the 45 parallel line, lived a man by the name of Harry R. Truman. He cussed and drank the same bourbon, played the same Missouri Waltz piano songs as Harry S. Truman. The scientists came and they said, Harry R. Truman, get off the mountain. Mount St. Helens has been given warning for 1 week, 1,000 earthquakes a day. Everybody else is left with a lightened load for a fast getaway from the blast. Harry Truman looked at the camera. All America heard him say, hell no, I ain't leaving. On May the 18th, 1980, Mount St. Helens was a high air blast. Boom. And 3 days later, boom, a larger blast. Everything comes full circle. Man go boom, earth go boom. That's a 45 parallel. That's the European sign for no. It's a circle with a 45-degree line, and it shows that Earth is going north to northwest. Even the airplanes are having to recalibrate their compasses because they can't find the north-south runways anymore at the airports because our Earth is shifting over. The ice is melting. Why is the ice melting? Because we're being ripped off, and you don't mess with the Great Turtle Island. This land is sacred ground. We eat off of her. She feeds us. The Indian people long ago, they took all this land in the name of the Great Spirit. And people forgot. The Creator said, make your villages of stone, make your pottery of clay. Your broken villages, your broken pottery will last forever and give proof to the words that you speak. And so all the way down to Argentina, to Alaska, Maine, to California, they took this land in the name of the Great Spirit. You can find broken pottery. And you can find the broken villages. And the same clan markings are down there in Mexico and South America as they are up in Alaska and North America. So you know this is sacred ground. Don't mess with this land. And so the European death sign, whenever a man committed a crime in early day Europe, the judge would stamp that circle with a 45-degree line on it. It's all over our nation today. No parking, no smoking, no hunting, no fishing, no. Didn't them people ever say yes? So now we've got all these kids in prison today. We've got over 3 million kids go to bed with no food at night. The Great Spirit did not put us here on this earth to go to bed hungry. He put us here to be happy. So we're going to see it come back on them folks what don't have no love. Them folks what listen to radio shows, they look at cameras all day, they sneaky snoopy and all that. Don't do those things. Come over into the light and the love of the Great Spirit. You see, the ocean goes in and the ocean goes out. Right now we breathe in, we breathe out. And so there's 46 minerals in seawater. There's 46 minerals in human blood. You put a bucket of seawater and a bucket of human blood side by side, and after about 2 weeks, they both stink the same. And so you taste your blood, it's salty. You taste the seawater, it's salty. I teach survival out in the desert. Just before people die and die of thirst, they drink their own blood. They die with their head buried in the sand, with their butt up in the air. And so, there's no way to go. Take care of each other. So anyway, we have one hand for giving and one hand for taking. Let's look at the taking hand first. There was a man who worked in the stock market last year, and he burned his friends for $150 billion, and he made off with the money. His name just happened to be Bernie Madoff. And they caught him, and he got 150 years in prison. And last week, his son hung himself and committed suicide and left his little grandkid with no daddy. Now, that's a little more problem for Bernie Madoff, who's in prison for 150 years in prison, to think about. You see, it comes back on you. Let's take a look at the giving hand. That's the new man we need to look at. And that was Paul Newman. And Paul Newman, with his salad dressing money, built a western town in Connecticut for kids that had health problems. And for 1 week, those kids could go up there and play and run around and have fun for 1 week, and the salad dressing money paid for the whole thing. And that's the new man we got to look at to make a world for the kids, Paul Newman. So Paul Newman always told young actors, always help somebody every day. It'll come back to you. So what you want to do is I want you to watch the moon cycle. Half moon is cause, man go boom. Full moon is effect, earth goes boom. There's a rabbit in the moon. And so the Victorian era of greed began with the Trail of Tears of the Cherokee people. The Victorian era is going out, and we're going to see VE Day, victory over European thinking. VE Day comes in. And so it's the turtle dove coming to Turtle Island, because dove is spelled D, half moon, O, full moon, VE Day comes in, D-O-V-E, divine order verified eternally. It's the lunar cycle. Luna in Cherokee is the M-O. At the R, you have lunar. There's no R sound in Salaki in Cherokee. So that's the Luna. The M-O, modus operandi, no general goes to war without the M-O. The war minds are being mooned. In Espanol, in Spanish, escucho los D's, a media luna es la cosa, escucho los O's, lleno luna es efecto, half moon is cause, full moon is effect. And so, it's on Dios, eh? Dios is God in Spanish. In English, the baby remembers all things from past lives, says everything two times. And so, the last world, because of no love, was purified by water, Wawa. Wa is a G symbol in Cherokee by Sequoia. G, full moon, half moon, or in English, G-O-D. Huh? So watch the cycle. Now return, G-O-D, D-O-V-E, you see? Turtle Island, turtle dove. And so the dove makes the same sound as the turtle. And so we listen to the voice of the turtle. Same thing. It's talking to you. We go too fast. So Columbus came to this land. He's looking for India. So the first people he saw, he called them Indian. It's a good thing he wasn't looking for Turkey. How many deputy sheriffs does it take to throw a Cherokee down the stairs?
I don't know. How many?
Anybody? What?
I don't.
Why, nobody. He accidentally tripped and fell. Man, that's the way they treated him. You got three Cherokees riding in the car, an 18-year-old, a 35-year-old Cherokee, and a 42. Who's driving the car? You know?
Nobody.
The sheriff.
The sheriff?
The sheriff's driving. And so long ago, because of no love, the old land of Mu went beneath the waves. Go out and get one of these big chocolate chip cookies. Hold it in both hands and slowly break the cookie in half. Put your knuckles on the table, slowly break the cookie in half. You see the earthquake fault going down the cookie? The cookie represents California, Oregon, and Washington. Now slowly break it in half. Now break it in half and slide the left hand against the right hand, just for about a half inch. That's how much the 1906 San Francisco earthquake moved, the plates moved. Now the left hand, the old land of Mu, goes beneath the waves, and the earth shook. It did a cha-cha. And the old land of Mu, you don't see anymore. It's like a mumu. And mumu It's a dress that hides the secrets of the woman and the Mother Earth, the Mumu. And so Mother did a cha-cha, a shaky dance. And so beneath the waves, the left hand goes, the old land of Mu went beneath the waves. And Hawaii used to be called Mu before it was called Hawaii. Now, the part of the cookie in your right hand is the North American plate. The part in your left hand, that's the Pacific plate. That's the turtle. The crumbs on the table are the big rocks and boulders along the California-Washington coastline. The high cliffs, the part of the cookie in your right hand, are the high cliffs of California, Oregon, and Washington. And so, Mu, Chacha, after seven, the baby says it one time. And so, Mu, Mumu, Iso, and Chacha. So it would be Mu, Chacha. Mu, Chacha is girl in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And so the seaweed on the Pacific side is over 200 feet tall in the ocean, and the ocean goes in and goes out, just like us right now. We're breathing in, we're breathing it out. We take on Mother Earth for granted, don't we? And so that was the hair of Mu. And so mujer, mujer is woman in Spanish. So these things are happening, watch for the cause and effect. Tomorrow we're on full moon. So watch for any earth changes. It's called a syzygy, which means the earth, the sun, and the moon all align. And it creates a tremendous magnetic pull on the surface of the earth. So watch for these things. Listen to the birds and animals. They will give you advance warning as we go into change. Stock up on food. Don't buy things you don't need. The Hopi elders went to town in Arizona and said, stock up on food. And the people said, what kind of food should we stock up on? Well, how about chocolate ice cream, lemon meringue pie? Yeah. Be wise, folks. Be wise. Our mother is changing. Take care of each other. My name's Willie Whitefeather. I'm a mixed blood. I'm trying to bring our people home.
Do what I can. You do a very good job with your teachings, and I have learned so much from you over the past, what has it been, what, 2, maybe 3 years now?
I guess so. Yeah. Well, yeah, getting older now. Got a small herd of deer, and I see the chemtrails go by in the sky, and I have tears in my eyes, and I apologize to the deer for the way man is acting toward the earth, to the trees. I got my council of trees up here on the mountain.
Hold on just 1 second. We've got a caller come in. Hello?
Somebody wants to talk? Yeah.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Willie.
We've only got but about a minute left.
I saw that, and I wanted to get to the end of your show because I was running around. But it sounds great. Willie, you're an awesome guy.
Oh, well, thank you. You're awesome too. You'll get out there, help make a world for the kids, and the Great Spirit will give you things and put a number 8 in your wallet, and abundance comes to you. And everybody who likes a green candle on the 18th or 28th of the month, that's today is the 18th. Light a green candle and see money coming to you, and then turn around and give it to folks what need money, what ain't got no money. Will Rogers used to do that. He was Cherokee.
Great. We got like 20 seconds left of the show.
Well, I wanted to say hi and goodbye. Send my love in. Thank you, Willie.
Yeah, Wado. Thank you. Muchísimas gracias. Thank you.
Well, Willie, I wanted to thank you for coming on. We'll have to do this again real soon. And I am so honored that you come on today to talk about everything.
Well, I'm honored that you like my stories. I didn't think anybody cared, you know. I figured I'd just kick the bucket and get the chance to go on and see the real world.
Oh, no. I love your stories. I know I don't get to call you very much, and I need to do it more often. But I do. We think about you here all the time.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. But we're going to have to end the show, and I'll call you. I will give you a call back a little bit later before you go on to do your second show. But it's great, and thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Oh, I do. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming and listening this evening. That was Willie Whitefeather. You can find him or his teachings on YouTube. There are some videos there, so I would suggest go looking him up. He's great and a very, very knowledgeable man. Thanks once again. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.